we're going to start off in Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. I have mine marked. I want the first one up. Romans 13, 1 through 2. Sorry. Michelle, would you like to read that? So now it clearly says we are to be a subject to what? To governing authorities. Paul's talking to people, right? And he says to governing authorities. And I know nowadays sometimes it's hard to hear certain things, but that's what it clearly says, right? Yes, no, right? It says that. Yet there are a lot of people who will cry out and say this verse is misunderstood. For some, I feel like they have a problem with authority, you know, kind of like a natural defiance. But there are some that have quoted this passage, you know, and were wrong, you know, and they want people to blindly go wherever the authority wants them to. In the 40s, just before World War II, we've all heard about World War II, right? Pearl Harbor, yes. But there was one main bad guy, right?
Japan.
Well, that was a bad guy, but... So most people think of something, or some person, right? He has a little small mustache. Anybody, Aiden?
Is it
Hitler?
Oh, Hitler.
Hitler. Hitler was in World War II, right?
No.
Well, it was part. Well, it was during World War II.
Yes.
Or.
But the World War II bad guy was running out.
Well, yeah, and then Japan was another section of it, and yeah, it was a world war, so there was a lot. But a main church before the war, a main church in Germany, taught on this verse. And, you know, so they were trying to, in the regime at the time, were trying to people not to question them. So I understand why people, you know, don't really like this verse sometimes. In Matthew 24:11, Aiden, can you read that? So, obviously, the Nazis fooled a lot of good people. You know, there are a lot of good people, they're church-going people, but they were fooled, you know, to do evil things. Now, Paul is the one who's writing this letter to the Roman church, the church in Rome. Surely he didn't want them to go, people just to follow Hitler, right? Surely he doesn't. No. He must... he must not have known how some would misuse these words. But let's see who the authority was during Paul's time. Who do you think the authority was during Paul's time?
God.
Well, God was, yeah. But I mean, for the earthly realm. So he's writing to the Church of Rome. So who's the authority in Rome?
No, the emperor.
The emperor, right? In the time, the emperor at that time was this guy named Nero. His name was Nero. How could he be? How bad could that be? Right? The emperor has a cool name, right? Now, has anybody heard about the Great Fire in Rome? As a vent, sort of, kind of, yes. You have. So what happened?
Christian.
this guy is an expert,
yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it destroyed two-thirds of the city, and exactly, there was rumors that Nero just wasn't out doing something that, there's all kinds of rumors, but he actually wanted to make room for a new palace, so he decided, I'm going to send my guys just to burn a little part of it. But, so, and he didn't want that to get out. So he looked around, and Christians were already misunderstood and already kind of hated by a lot of people. Hey, let's blame them. Let's blame the Christians. So what do you think that kind of did for the Christian social scene? Do you think they were treated well?
No,
they weren't treated well at all. So Rome, most of people in Rome, they believed in a polytheism. That means multiple gods. You know, they believed in all these multiple gods. And they believed that if you did not worship each and every one of them, then bad things would happen. So Christians, are Christians, you know, supposed to worship false gods? No. So Christians refuse that. So whenever anything at all, somebody stub a toe, oh, it's the Christian's fault, right? Now Nero, this guy, you know, didn't want to take blame for himself. He made up laws. He made up laws so that you could arrest Christians. Now, arrest is kind of a nice term back then. You know, because basically they would beat somebody to confess. And then if they didn't die from the confession, they would go and execute them. At the time, mainly if you got executed, it'd be cutting your head off with a sword.
Oh.
Just little things like that. A smite, a little jab. So they'd be publicly executed. Now, to make things worse, there's all kinds. I mean, you could go into details and everything, but Nero, even to the point of, he thought he was some kind of big chariot race guy, so he made a racetrack. And what he'd do is he'd have his guards impale Christians. So impale is like stick a stick, right? And just stick it in the ground, and they're just hanging there. But then they'd cover them with pitch. Pitch is kind of like tar or something flammable. See where this is going? Then he'd set them on fire so Nero can see at night. It was to light up his racetrack. So he's a really nice guy, right? He's a real stand-up guy. So Hitler, Nero, you know, the emperors would follow. They were all evil, right? They were all evil. And this is during the time. So why did Paul tell the Christians in Rome to submit to governing authority? Any ideas? No? Yes? Now, if you ever, like, read a text, or read a letter, or read any book, or even reading the Bible, if you would read just one sentence, like every fourth sentence, it would get confusing, wouldn't it? You don't really understand the full content of what somebody's trying to tell you. So when you're reading the Bible, especially when you're reading the Bible, you can't just pick and choose verses, right? You need to read what's in front of that verse and what's behind it to kind of fully grasp what is going on. So last week, we go through the Bible. We were in Romans 12 last week. I know Aiden was here, but I don't know if you remember what we were talking about last week. It's all right if you don't. So it was how to behave like a Christian. So this is right before this verse, is how to behave like a Christian. Now, the paragraph after this passage is titled, Love Your Neighbor. So Paul's letting the reader know how Christians should act towards other people, right? How we should present ourselves, how we should just, you know, be. Now, if you guys saw somebody you didn't know, somebody random on the street, and then you saw them go up to this person, and without any cause or anything, they just start yelling and putting this guy down and cussing, what would you think of that person? What did that to this person? Would you think they're, oh, would you go and go, hey, you know what, I bet that guy loves God. Right? That's the boldness in you. But, so you wouldn't really think that guy loves God, would you?
No.
Well, probably not.
But
now,
sometimes, But sometimes, my school has a saying about bullies and stuff, that they bully, but they have problems also at home. They love God, they may love God and rejoice and worship him, but they have issues, so they take it up.
This is very true. You're very true. Very wise in your young age. So we don't know. We don't know in this situation. Maybe there was a reason. Maybe he's frustrated. We don't know exactly what's going on. So that's also why we don't hate that person. You know, pray for that person. You want to help that person be better. But we don't necessarily right off the bat hate that person, even if they are doing something bad, right? Because we don't know the whole detail. Now, would the situation change any if that person, what you didn't know, went up and yelled to somebody of authority? It would change? How would it change? Would you still think that person, would you think if he was yelling at a teacher, would you think that person loved God? Okay, so the teacher is somebody of authority. So would it change even though he was not yelling at somebody what wasn't an authority? It'd be the same, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe the teacher was frustrating him or her.
Right, but still, should he have acted that way?
No.
No. So, I mean, yeah, but should he have acted? So it doesn't matter if he's yelling at somebody, just a common person, let's say, or if somebody had authority. Now, in Romans 12:14, so we're going to jump back a little bit and see what it says. Chloe, can you read that? Can you see it? Right? So, you know, bless those who persecute you. So, basically, like what we were saying is that even though he's doing something bad, we don't hate them for that. Now, here in America, we do have a lot of freedoms, right? And we're very blessed. And sometimes here, it's hard to understand the kind of persecution that the early church would have been going through. Because if you could kind of imagine, is they basically got arrested for what they believed. Now, we don't do that, right? We can be Christians here. You know, today, we pretty much think, oh, we're being persecuted because we get a speeding ticket.
Uh-oh.
So, as Christians, right, if we're Christians, we belong to God, right? But where do we live? We live on earth, right? So we have what is called a dual citizenship. You know, because we're citizens of heaven, and we're also citizens, like we're citizens of the United States right now, right? So depending where you live, you're a citizen. So we're citizens here, we're citizens with God. We have to follow we have to follow both rules of citizenship. You know, now God is the ultimate authority, you know, and we need to follow his rules over all others. But there is a big but, is that we need to follow the rules of the land as long as it doesn't go against God. Right? So that'd be like speeding tickets. God doesn't really have laws about speeding, but we have speeding tickets here in America. Right, right. In love, if we love people, we're going to fulfill the law because we're not going to try to hurt them.
That's the big rule he wants us to follow. And even if we sin, he always forgive us, no matter what.
Right, as long as we repent. Right.
It's a rule, it's not sin, but even if you do, pray to God and he'll forgive you. It may hurt him a little bit, but you may cry a little bit. That's what my daddy said, you may cry a little bit.
Right, he's willing, he's always willing to forgive you. Right, right, it is to love other people. That is huge. Now, Paul, let's go back to Romans 13, verse 1, you know, as far as submitting to the government. Now, Paul would never worship a false god, right? Is he's not supposed to do that. You're only worshiping one God, the one true God, right? Now, there are laws, like I said, there was laws in Rome. One second. There's laws in Rome where people had to do that. So Christians were even killed over that law. You know, Paul's not talking about blindly doing whatever the government wants. You know, because again, it's whatever the government wants, as long as it doesn't go against God. Right? Because those trump everything. So he's more talking about being good as far as, you know, like not killing, not murdering. Let's get this right. Not murdering, stealing, lying, paying taxes.
Yeah.
You know, ones that don't go against God's law. God didn't die.
Like how?
No, he didn't die. He's never died.
He never died?
No. So God, yeah. He was created. He's always been. He's always will be. He's forever.
Oh, it's his
son. It's his son. Now God came back in human form, which is his son. And yeah, Jesus
died. I never understood that part. I'm like,
Right. So 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I'll go ahead and read that. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So God has a plan. God has a plan for each one of us. Now the second part, you know, once we get past submitting to government, is that God is in control. No authority is got there without God putting them there. You know, there are times we don't know why God does the things he does, but we don't know what God knows, right? We don't understand everything, what's going on, and he's trying to fit everything and work out everything. So sometimes it's hard for us to understand. Now, if we're going against something, and there's definitely things that we should stand up for and everything, but before we do that, we should definitely talk to God and figure out what he wants us to do, you know, and what he wants us to stand up for, to make sure it's not against him. So we just need to make sure. We need to search out the truth. We need to search God and what he wants us to do. In Romans 13:3, Michelle, can you read that? So, for rulers are not a terror to good works. Sometimes Paul will write this, and I don't know why it's not more simple, but meaning that every ruler wants a citizen to do good works. Every ruler. You know, because then he doesn't have to worry about them, right? I'm not sure as far as it. I mean, there's a lot of different interpretations. I would hate to do things wrong, but I mean, I don't know if it always means that.
She started hugging me to like break my back.
I mean,
in my dream. He's right. Dead.
He's
dead already.
Oh.
Like,
what's wrong? You know, there's a lot of things as far as what could be going on with that. But, you know, dreams are tricky to interpret.
Yeah.
Right, you know.
I actually have something to say about the verse.
Oh, about the verse, okay.
So how they said, like, the authority, like, would you, like those with the authority, would you, like, technically, like, I forgot what the verse said, but anywho, to, like, would you, like, trust basically the authorities or any type of authority, like a police officer or a fireman,
right?
Stuff like that, or even including a teacher or your parents,
right?
You shouldn't be afraid because they, God put them there for a reason, and if he said, oh, let's not put them there, then you wouldn't want to put them there to be part of.
Right, exactly. He did. God put him there, and there's many reasons why to put him there. And then, so, you know, if we're not going to be afraid of him, we should do good, right? Because we'll find out what happens. We don't, but... Right, there are certain consequences.
You'll hurt God.
Right.
You make him cry.
So a ruler is judged good or evil by how they respond to people what break the rules. They're not judged on if somebody doesn't break any rules because they don't do anything necessarily for towards those people. So good works keep you under the radar, if you will, right? In Romans 13:4, Aiden, can you read that? All right, so you have a lot of rulers, and I'm not talking about something to measure with, but rulers or leaders, they don't have the grace of God, right? And sometimes we even see back then, back in the Bible, is sometimes God uses certain people to put punishment on other people who are doing bad. Right.
For, I think, Japan, I'm not sure. He practiced evil.
Mm-hmm.
And he would execute people on that with no mercy.
Right. But so the point on these verses are is that if you do bad, you know, you're not going to be really have the grace necessary that.
No mercy.
Yeah, there is no mercy. And like I said, at that time, typically there wasn't a second chance. You know, they didn't have a lot of jail space, so they just rather execute you. So if you did evil, there was reason to be afraid. If you did evil.
And a,
huh? Queen Mary. And there's subject depending on which side you're on as far as evil or not evil. Who's the evil one in that situation? Right. There's a long, long story as far as, yeah. So we won't ever get through this if we keep on going on tangents. But in Romans 13:5, it continues on. Chloe, can you read that? So not because of wrath. So wrath would be the one about the rulers taking on punishment, right? So if you do evil in the sight of the Lord, you know, there's going to be a spiritual punishment, but also there's a earthly punishment by these rulers. So that's the wrath. So we follow rules to avoid punishment. That's one thing. But we also follow rules because we were made to do good things. Each one of us were made to do good things. And if we don't, if we do something evil and we know that, right? We know that. In Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things that are not yet done, that's not right. Sorry. I was just going to prove that the Bible says we're... I don't know what happened. I must have wrote it down wrong. I apologize. So basically... And I'm going to find it. Basically, we were told where we were made to do good works. We were made to do good works. And we can feel it. We can feel it with the Holy Spirit in us. We allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. He lets us know when we do bad things. So it's your conscience, you know. And it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. In Romans 13:6, Aiden, can you read that?
Because of this, you also pay tax to your God's
taxes. Now, most of you, I don't know if anybody's had their first job yet. No? No. So you guys haven't paid taxes yet. Taxes are fun. Taxes are so much fun. So there's an old rule as far as if you want to avoid arguments, do not talk about religion, do not talk about politics, do not talk about money. So I'm covering all three right now. So I'm breaking all those rules, and hopefully there's no argument. Do you guys like to just throw your money away? Yeah? No. Aiden?
I don't gotta worry about anything until I get a house. So I'm like, why not?
So people don't like to part with their money. They like to keep it. So when somebody goes around and tries to take it from you, people get a little defensive. So being a governor or governing that whole government, it's a full-time job. It's a full-time job. And in a job, you deserve to get. there's certain things, but if you're doing a job, you deserve to get paid. Like if you guys, when you get your first job, do you want to get paid?
Yeah.
Right. You want to get paid. And you deserve to get paid. If you do work, you deserve to get paid. And you deserve to be paid how hard you worked. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, the way we pay government is through taxes. Now, today I'm not here to talk about, which tax is fair and which tax not fair. I mean, there's a whole, month-long discussion if we'd get into that. But I'm just talking about taxes in which goes to the government. They deserve to get paid. And that's what God and Paul is telling these people right now. In Romans 13:7, Chloe, can you read that?
Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, fear of honor.
So in Jesus' day, there was taxes. And tax collectors were not looked very fondly on. So what the Roman government would do is say, hey, Aiden, I want you to get $100 out of every citizen I have. It doesn't matter what you do to get that $100. You could take $1,200. I just want $100 for each citizen. All right? So it sends you on your way. And then you do whatever you want, but you just need to pay them $100 per people. So people did not find it very fond on tax collectors, because there would be those what would take more than they needed to, right? But this is what Jesus said in Luke 20:25. Oh, Michelle? So what Jesus was talking about, they were asking, do we pay taxes? He goes, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's. Right? So he's saying that, you need to do certain things while you're here. I mean, ultimately the biggest thing is God, but you need to take care of the things that are in this land. The laws. It was Ephesians 2:10. Sorry, don't bug me. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, we are to show respect and honor to those in authority. You know, we may not agree with everything. We may not know, why we don't agree. Maybe we don't know what they're going through or what they're trying to do. But we need to show respect and deserve and honor. Now, at the age of 20, Benjamin Franklin, we all know who Benjamin Franklin is, right? Flew a kite with a key, lightning. That Benjamin Franklin. He's on the $100 bill?
Yeah.
Right, that one. At the age of 20, he decided to be better. He was trying to make himself better. He came up with these 13 virtues. Things that would make him better. Things like humility, being selfless. And what he'd do is he would keep track of this. He'd have a little notebook and had a little chart. And he'd mark off, it's Wednesday. I did good here. And he marked these things off. Now, he seems kind of methodical, maybe a little OCD. I don't know if anybody has I think everybody has little OCD traits where, especially I was just playing a card game last night and I had to make sure all the cards were right side right. If they're upside down, it's like, oh, no, that's not right. So I think he was kind of that way. And I definitely should be carrying around a notebook and writing down certain things and it'd keep my head straight, but I don't. But that was a way for him to remember. It was his process for him to remember what to do and what not to do, was that little notebook. At the end of his life, he wrote this: though I've never achieved at the perfection, it's been so... What happened to that word? I never achieved at perfection. It had been so amorous to obtain, but fell far short of it. Yet I was, by enduring, a better and a happier man than I ever was or ever would be if I hadn't attempted. So he was trying to make himself better. He realized he didn't get there. He never achieved being perfect. But he was better for trying. Now this country we live in, you guys live in a time where the country is very split. Right? Anybody watch news, you'd see that. We're very split. And there's... people, it should be ran this way. No, it should be ran that way. And there's certain things, like I said, there's certain things we can't turn a blind eye to. But as far as the office, the authority office, we should show respect to that. In remembering that God is in control. That he is ultimately in control. Now, Franklin had his little notebook. And that helped him to remember. So that was his process. So we need to remember that God's in control. You need to figure out how your process works. And whatever it is, we need to keep that in control. Or keep that in mind that God is in control and we could trust him and he loves us and he's doing whatever is good for us. Aiden, can you close this in prayer? I thought you opened in prayer last time. Are you closed in prayer, didn't you? Yeah. I bet you're awesome.
Just basically go like that and then say what, like,
just say
simple.
Oh, okay, I won't push you.
Okay, I'll do it.
You'll do it?
Yeah.
All right.